You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Oshkosh may soon adopt a new ordinance regulating the use of e-bikes and motorized bicycles within its city limits. Council members discussed the issue at length during the Common Council meeting Tuesday, August 26th. Jacob Claymeyer was the only citizen to speak to the council on the matter. As a regular user of e-bikes in the city, Claymeyer said safety is the issue for pedestrians and bikers.
There's pedestrian safety at risk when you have an e-bike going at speeds near pedestrians. And I totally agree that's something that we should all be trying to address. I know that there's been a lot of these complaints that we need to address, but I'd also like to point out, like, for every complaint that you hear from a pedestrian where there's a biker on the sidewalk, I would almost read that as there's a biker that doesn't feel safe being on the road, really where they should be.
The city of Oshkosh already has an ordinance that prohibits e-scooters from all city sidewalks and certain streets. Oshkosh Mayor Matt Mugerauer.
It is worth noting, Section 27-66.4 strictly, clearly prohibits the operation of any electric scooter or electric personal assisted mobility device. We've defined that as a Segway type thing. On roadways having more than 25 miles an hour, and they're expressly prohibited on sidewalks as well.
Mugerauer went on to say that it might be simple enough for an e-bike ordinance to mirror the scooter ordinances. The Transportation Committee will now work with city staff to draft a new ordinance to bring before the council at a later date. There's good news if you're traveling by car this Labor Day weekend. Gas prices are down. Here's Melissa Kay.
Officials at Gas Buddy predict the average gas prices over the Labor Day weekend will be $3.15 per gallon. This would be 14 cents lower than last year and the lowest price at the pump on Labor Day since 2020. The recent jump in prices over the past month is because of localized refinery outages. However, drivers can expect to see prices drop as gas stations start to transition back to cheaper winter gasoline in mid-September. As the demand falls with the temperatures, gas prices will continue to cool. There are still some challenges with hurricane season and uncertainty over trade, tariffs, and Russia's war on Ukraine. However, officials at Gas Buddy remain optimistic that gas prices will continue their downward trend.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to put safety first and to be patient if you're traveling for the Labor Day weekend. DOT officials say many road construction projects will be paused for the holiday weekend, but residents should still be cautious when driving in work zones, such as the I-41 corridor between Grand Chute and De Pere. The severe weather outbreak in Wisconsin on August 9th not only caused widespread flooding in the Milwaukee area, but now the National Weather Service has confirmed an EF0 tornado touched down in Peninsula State Park in Door County. It then crossed into Eagle Harbor as a waterspout. The storm system brought heavy rain, high winds, and uprooted trees, as well as downed power lines. The NWS confirms wind speeds of the tornado reaching 73 miles per hour. No injuries were reported. A request has been made for federal help. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Governor Tony Evers has formally requested a presidential disaster declaration from President Donald Trump in response to severe storms and flooding, which resulted in families and children being displaced, as well as significant damage to homes, businesses, and public infrastructure across six Wisconsin counties. The request includes Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties for the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Individual Assistance Program. It also includes FEMA's Public Assistance Program for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Department of Public Instruction are reminding residents about School Transportation Safety Week. The new initiative is meant to remind residents about proper safety practices during the school year, with different safety messages shared on social media every day. Drivers should remember to follow posted speed limits and the instructions of crossing guards, as well as stopping for red flashing school bus lights. Parents should also teach their teenage kids about the importance of driving safely in school parking lots. A 37-year-old Madison area priest was officially charged Wednesday with attempted sexual assault of a child, attempted child enticement, and attempted use of a computer for a sex crime. Father Andrew Showers was arrested over the weekend in Waupaca County when he traveled to Clintonville to meet a 14-year-old girl named Abby, who was actually a police officer. Showers was removed from active ministry by the Catholic Diocese of Madison after his arrest. Now, in 2022 and 23, he served at churches in Berlin and Green Lake. His initial court appearance is scheduled for September 30th. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers season kicks off tonight in Madison as they take on Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks have a new quarterback who's played for two other schools, Daquan Finn, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We've watched and know a little bit more about him just because of, you know, trying to look at him a couple years ago. You know, I think he fits what they do in this system more like he did at Toledo than maybe he did at Baylor. I would expect that, you know, you'll see a guy that's pretty dynamic, and I don't just mean in running, but the ability to throw the ball down the field, the ability to create things with his feet, you know, and he's played a lot of football.
NFL, the Packers signed a new quarterback, Clayton Tune, drafted by the Cardinals in 2023. He'll be on the practice squad. Sean Clifford released after two seasons in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Diamondbacks 3-2. The Crew without closer Trevor McGill, now on the 15-day IL with a flexor strain in his right elbow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're thinking about heading to the theater, there is lots of new material opening on the big screen this weekend. The Roses tells the story of love and marriage and fierce competition and deceit between spouses. The film is a remake of the 1989 comedy The War of the Roses, which starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The new version stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch and is polling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for a mystery thriller crime drama, check out Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. Butler plays an ex-baseball player who finds himself caught up in the criminal underworld of New York City. So far, it's looking at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for good old-fashioned sci-fi, check out Run, a story about a woman who leaves her husband at the altar and escapes to the woods with her girlfriends. It seems like a normal girls hanging in the woods type weekend until they find one of their friends mutilated and learn Earth is under alien attack. Let's go to the movies. Love it when showbiz stories are Wisconsin-inspired. According to Deadline, Netflix has announced that Monster, the Ed Gein story, will drop October 3rd. Perfect timing in the lead-up to Halloween. Playing Gein will be Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam, who played Jax Teller for the 7th-season run of the show. And how's this for a logline? Serial killer, grave robber, psycho. In the frozen fields of 1950s rural Wisconsin, a friendly, mild-mannered recluse named Eddie Gein lived quietly on a decaying farm, hiding a house of horrors so gruesome it would redefine the American nightmare. Ed Gein's story was the inspiration for lots of horror stories and films over the years, including Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. Sure, we have a few quirky characters here in Wisconsin, but we also have old fashions, beautiful lakes, and great supper clubs. Just wanted to end that beat on a positive. The cast and crew of the new show The Paper got a couple of surprise set visitors recently. The Paper is a spinoff of the show The Office, which is a spinoff of the show The Office. According to Variety, former Office cast members John Krasinski and Steve Carell popped onto the set during the first day of shooting to wish the cast of The Paper good luck. All 10 episodes of The Paper drop on Peacock September 4th. Have you ever been watching a movie or TV show and thought, I wonder what it smells like in that scene? Well, a new product might be just what you need. A new AI-inspired 4D device releases various aromas throughout the course of your program. Scents include restaurant, that's kind of vague, ocean, fresh-cut grass, storm, new car, gunpowder, racing, fire, and for you Fox News fans, Donald Trump's breath, which is a combination of teeth whitening paste, McDonald's hamburgers, Tic Tacs, and spittle. Only 120 shopping days until Christmas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe a lingering shower early, otherwise some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-40s. On Friday, mostly sunny, highs again in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.